This is The Tempered Fables. My name is Norman T. Chella. Welcome. Hello, hello. The Tempered Fables is an unserialized short story fiction podcast narrated by me, Norman. I take the role of a narrator named N.T. Clover, and we sit by the campfire and tell you a story. Comes with sound design and all that. The genres range from comedy to horror to magic and fantasy. And in this episode, we're going with a little Christmas spirit, with a little element of holidays and fun stuff and all that. In this episode, on Christmas Eve, little Tommy Toner ventures into the chimneys for a surprise. The genres include fantasy, a little imagination, magical, holidays and family. Warnings? There's not much of a warning. Maybe just some feelings, but we'll get to the story and you can find out for yourself. Without further ado, let's get into character and light up the fire. The smoke poured out of the hearth. It kept on going, slowly crawling out to envelop the floor. Strange thing is, there was no smell, no burning sensation, and no watering in the eyes. Little Tommy Toner couldn't believe his own. He was stunned. He didn't think the old letter would do that to the fire. "Throw me into the chimney," it wrote, "and get ready for a surprise." Little Tommy thought it was a letter from his family at first. His parents weren't staying up with him to try and catch Santa Claus, and his sister slept soundly from all the cookies and milk. But maybe, just maybe, this was a letter from someone far, far away, on a sleigh pulled by reindeers. With that in mind, the child did as the letter told, and smoky chaos ensued. In the chimney, a faint voice could be heard, high-pitched and inhuman. Like a little animal. Tommy Toner couldn't help but be intrigued. He stepped closer to the chimney, and the smoke parted in return. Episode 32, The Gift for Tommy Toner. Welcome to the Tempered Fables. My name is N.T. Clover. Come, sit by the fire. Let me tell you a story. Tommy is strong for his age. He loved the climbing wall at school. You could find him at the top all the time, even during class. This helped him here. He was strong enough to climb inside the chimney. The smoke had cleared by then. He climbed and climbed, hearing that faint voice. Things became weird. The chimney walls became the floor and the ceiling, and Tommy could barely stand with his 2 feet. It's now oriented into a tunnel. What's even more strange is the length of this tunnel. How far does it go? The echoes still linger. Tommy started to think for the worse. The little animal might need help. Maybe it's stuck in the chimney. He picked up the pace and ran, when suddenly, gravity came back upside down. He started falling towards the tunnel and fell into a pile of boxes? Gift boxes. Lots of gift boxes. A mountain of them. All different shapes and sizes, empty and soft to the skin. Tommy woke up and made sure to check for injuries. He'd always check for injuries. Just a small bump to the head. Seems okay though. He looked around. What has he gotten into? There were more chimneys. Chimneys popping out of the ground. Chimneys dangling from the roof. Gold chimneys, soft chimneys, round ones, spiral ones too. He explored, stepping on gift boxes, passing by different paths, until he heard the cry again, coming from one of the red brick chimneys spiraling into the dark. He climbed in. One chimney led to the next, going in and out and upside down. But eventually, Tommy was sure the voice was near. He arrived in a dark room that had only three things: a rocking chair, a small lit campfire, and a lone red gift box in the middle. He walked up to the box and the cry came from the box. Maybe there was a puppy that stuck in there, or a cat, or a bird, maybe a giraffe, no matter. Tommy needs to make sure it's okay. He loosened the red ribbon on the box and opened it, finding out what's inside, and empty. But where are the cries coming from? Suddenly, the loosened ribbon moved by itself. It dangled and floated and aimed at little Tommy. Shocked, of course, as anyone would be, little Tommy backed off. But the velvet ribbon, they're like feelers. Slowly they flew to the boy as if blown by wind and felt his cheeks. The box started to shake and suddenly it cried out in joy. That's where the voice came from. It wasn't a little puppy stuck in a box. The box is the puppy, or a pet, rather. Tommy touched the ribbon in return, and the box jumped for joy, delighted at finding a new friend. He warmed up to it quickly. And next thing you know, they're both playing games and having fun with each other. The boy sitting on the tall rocking chair, dangling his legs, and the gift box running around him, both of them relaxing by the campfire. Ah, the lovely imagination of a child. The rocking of the chair and the warmth of the campfire. They're like parents in our mind. Loving, wonderful, never-ending. A lovely Christmas spirit indeed. Oh, what fun. So sat little Tommy Toner with his newfound friend, the gift, and the world by his side. Thank you for listening. This one's a quick one. I wanted to make a quick narrative based on Christmas, and this concept of magical chimneys drew me into it. Toner is the last name of a dear friend of mine, one who taught me many lessons. I added Tommy as an alliteration, I guess. And the gift box as a present, you can think of it as a virtual pet from a game, or that monster book from Harry Potter. Inanimate objects that we can find love and adoration from, mix that with a little Christmas spirit and voila, you have your gift. Oh, what fun. But, oh my dear friend, if you are a regular listener, you may have noticed that I have not ended this story yet. All stories always end by the campfire, with a tune in the background. My tune. This story, it was meant to end right there, on that warm note. I really wanted to, but my mind, my strange mind, it couldn't stop there. I duly apologize. Here is the true ending. Do you think he likes it, honey? Yes, dear. Look at the smile on his face. It's been so long. He's swinging it around. He's playing with it. Oh, I've never seen him move this much. Yes, ever since the fall. Ever since the fall. Yeah. We tried, honey. I know, dear. I know. I'm sorry, honey. It's okay, dear. It's just a box. It's all I could get. Oh, dear. But that smile of his, it's genuine. He's trying. I know. But he used to smile so much more. He used to be able to. Now he's just... Oh, I'm sorry, Tommy. I'm so sorry. It's just a box. Dear, just for this moment, let him enjoy this while he can. While he still can. Merry Christmas, Tommy. Merry Christmas, my child. And that is the end of the tale. Until next time, friend, I'll be waiting by the fire. Happy holidays. The song used in this episode is Scheming Weasel, a faster version by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. Sounds were obtained from Zapsplat.com. To keep up to date, you can follow Tempered Fables on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook with the handle @TemperedFables. Or check out the website, temperedfables.com. Take care, and I will see you next time.